It's amazing how creative parents can become when it's time to explain the facts of life to a child. And they really get creative when it comes to the vocabulary they choose. Now, we tell our kids that an ear is an ear, and a leg is a leg, and an elbow is an elbow, and so on. But when it comes time to explain the male and female parts of the body and the facts of life talk, we have a hard time using the right words. Frankly, I've heard some pretty weird names for human anatomy. Words invented, I guess, by a red-faced parent, but not recognized by any doctor on the planet. And you know, it's good to use the right words when it comes to sex. Especially the one that really counts. The Bible does. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the right word for sex. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from the very beginning of man and woman, Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. It says, Adam knew his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. Now, the word knew obviously is referring to their sexual relationship, sexual intercourse between a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. We are looking in the book of Genesis at sex before it got spoiled and ruined and devalued. Sex as it was meant to be, still unspoiled, still the best. And the word that's used for a sexual relationship between a man and a woman is the word know. Adam knew Eve. When two people join themselves together physically, it's designed to be the ultimate knowing of two people. And when two people have sex that isn't based on a deep, intimate friendship and commitment, they don't go all the way. They don't go one-eighth of the way. Because they don't have a lifetime of knowing each other that they're expressing with this awesome language of love. The Hebrew word is yada. It speaks of an intimacy of two people who know each other as they really are. A deep, personal, intimate, experiential knowledge of another person. That's why God designed sex for a lifetime commitment. He put a fence around sex called marriage. And ironically, when you take sex out of marriage, outside the fence, it actually slows down or even eliminates the knowing process. It keeps you from getting to know a person because the physical just takes over. The relationship becomes more self-centered. Couples stop talking, and often they end up marrying a stranger. Because they never really had a friend of the opposite sex. It's not knowing. It's using. The result is lonely relationships and even lonely marriages. People who have never had a friendship with the opposite sex and maybe never will. And when the physical starts to be strong in a relationship, it will often mask the weaknesses in that relationship. Many people have married the wrong person because their passion blinded them. They were kept from really ever knowing the other person, and they made a lifelong mistake. Remember, the inventor always knows best, and the inventor of sex knows best. Two people in a lifetime knowing experience. Anything less? Is a cheap, twisted, disappointing counterfeit. The Bible says to know someone as your best friend forever. Now that's the right word for sex.